Each one of you again.
姐妹们早上好，很开心又能够见到大家。
Could you turn to Mark, please?
大家请翻到马可福音。
Mark 12:30.
马可福音十二章。
Sounds like a time, doesn't it? 12:30.
马可福音十二章三十和三十一节，说你要尽心、尽性、尽意、尽力爱主你的神。其次就是说要爱人如己，再没有比这两条诫命更大的了。
You know, sometimes we think it's so hard to live for the Lord.
有时候我们可能觉得为主活是很难的一件事情。
But he tries to break down life with him in these two verses.
但他在这两句经文中试着给我们来分解这个与主同行或者活出主的样子到底是什么样子的。
Now, when he talks about love toward him,
当他说到对他的爱
he talks about every part of us.
他提到的是我们的每一个部分。
He didn't just say love me.
他并不只是说你要爱我。
He said love me with your body, soul, mind. He said this in different places. In other words, he's saying every part of us.
而是他说你要用尽你的全身全心全意来爱我，是你身体的每一个部分。
You must love me.
你必须要爱我。
And we recognize that love for God means many times obedience.
我们意识到很多时候爱神就是要顺服神。
And our worship.
然后来敬拜他。
Now, this is the part that's so difficult for man.
但是这一部分对人来说是很难的。
You can say, do I love God?
你会说我爱神吗？
And you might say, oh yes, I love God.
你或许会说，哦，是的，我爱神。
Do you love ice cream? Oh yes, I love ice cream.
你喜欢吃冰激凌吗？哦，是的，我喜欢冰激凌。
Do you love pickles? Oh, I love pickles.
你喜欢这个腌的这个小黄瓜吗？是的，我很喜欢。
And sometimes that's just what we mean when we say, I love God.
所以这个喜欢有时候我们可能就是这个意思就是我们说我们爱神的时候就只是这个喜欢。
It goes no further than a mental ascension. I love God. I love pickles. I love, you know, popcorn.
这个我们所说的我们爱神就是一个我们这种头脑里面的一种感情，正如我们爱吃冰淇淋或者爱吃这个小腌黄瓜一样这种喜欢。
But you see, that's not enough for God.
但你看到吗？这对神来说是不够的。
He said, I want you to love me with every faculty of your body and life.
神说我要让你尽你全心用你身体的每一个部分来爱我在你一生中。
Because he knows when we love him like this, he can lead us.
因为他知道当我们这样爱他的时候他就可以带领我们。
You see, many times when we want to serve the Lord, we want to lead.
你看到吗？很多时候我们想要服侍神的时候，我们自己好像想要带领。
We make our own little theologies.
我们有各种自己的小的这种理论。
Oh, the Lord wouldn't mind this.
就说也许神不会介意的。
And right in his word, he said he doesn't want it.
但是在他的话语中，他明显的告诉你他不想
要这样。The Lord's just too good to hurt people.
或许你会说神太好了，怎么会伤害人呢？
But he's been doing that injustice since the creation.
但是他就是这样一位公义的神，自从创造世界起初就是这样子的。
You know, it's very difficult for us not to be in charge of us.
你知道吗？要让我们自己不掌管自己是一件很难的事情。
So what we have to do is get to the place where we love him so much and trust him. Because when you love someone, you trust them.
所以我们能做的就是让我们到达一个地步，我们如此的爱他，然后我们就完全的信靠他。
That's what happens in marriages many times. When your husband or your wife is unfaithful, you trusted them, and suddenly that trust was broken, and it breaks your heart.
就如很多时候婚姻中也是这样子的啊，你的这个丈夫或者妻子，你就是那样子的相信他，但是当这种信任不存在的时候，就会很伤心。
So actually, if you really want to serve God, you really want to have His power, if you really want to be a person that is known to be a child of God, then He must be in full control.
所以如果你想要去服侍神，如果你想要能够体验从神而来的大能，你想真正成为神的儿女的话，那你就要真正的去来顺服他，来爱他。
And the next one he said, Thou shalt not kill anyone? No. Thou shalt not steal? No. Thou shalt not commit adultery? No. He said, namely that you should love your neighbor as yourself.
他说这个诫命里面是说不要犯罪吗？不要偷窃吗？不要犯奸淫吗？其实不是，最重要的是你要爱你的邻舍如你自己。
Are you going to kill anybody if you love them like you love yourself?
你如果爱他就像爱你自己，你会想要去杀他吗？
I've even learned as a friend that sometimes things have come to my ears about my friend.
我有时候甚至都听到别人在背后讲我的这个朋友。
And sometimes I know it would hurt them.
有时候我知道他们说的这些话会伤到我的朋友。
I really love them, so I don't tell them that because I don't want them to be hurt.
所以，因为我这么喜爱我的朋友，我不会愿意让我朋友听到这些话，因为我知道这些话会很伤他的心。
You see, love is just something that we don't fully understand.
你看到了吗？很多时候我们并不是完全的理解爱是什么。
But it gives us a peace and a joy in our life to love.
但是当我们爱的时候，我们的生活中就会有这样的平安和喜乐。
You know, right now we're rejoicing because maybe some of you don't know it, but North Korea and America has made signed a peace treaty type of thing.
你知道吗？现在我们很开心，也许你们有些人不知道，但是这个北朝鲜和美国正刚刚签署了一个这个联合公报。
For 70 years,There has been at war. It's been very bad.
在过去的70年当中，这个美国和北朝鲜一直是在各样的征战。
But I was saying, even in back of this thing with Korea, there's a story.
但是在这个事情当中也其中还有一个故事。
There was a black ball player. His name was Rod. I forget his last name. But he was a pretty famous ball player, I believe.
就是有一个篮球运动员是黑人，叫什么 Rod.
Not exactly, it was Rod, but anyhow.
Rod.
Anyway, about 5 years ago, this man was invited by the Premier Kim to come to Korea. Now, he doesn't bring usually anybody to Korea like that, but he brought this black man.
就大概五年前的时候，这个北朝鲜的这个金正恩就邀请这一位篮球运动员去到北朝鲜，但是在当时很这个金正恩基本上不会邀请任何人来北朝鲜的。
Because he really liked sports, and this man was a good player, and so he invited him to come to Korea.
因为金正恩很喜欢体育运动，然后这个小伙子篮球运动员又很擅长，所以金正恩邀请他去了北朝鲜。
Now this Rod was telling the story about it. He said, when I first went to Korea, I didn't know what to do. I was sort of fearful. I didn't know how the people would be.But he said, well, after I got there, he said, I felt like I was at home.
然后这个篮球运动员后来就讲述他去到北朝鲜的故事。他就说我当时刚到的时候，第一次去的时候他觉得很害怕，也不知道应该怎么样跟当地的人交流。但是当他到北朝鲜的时候，他觉得心里很平安，好像回家了一样。
So the premier of North Korea, or the president or whatever he's called,They became very good friends.
所以他就跟这个北朝鲜的这个金正恩就成了很好的朋友。
And one day this ball player said, would you like me to get a team from America to come and play your team?
然后有一天这个运动员就跟这个金正恩说你想不想让我从美国带一支球队来你的国家，然后跟你国家的球队来打一场比赛呢？
And he said, he told him, yes, if you could, I'd be happy.
然后金正恩说当然如果你可以的话我也很高兴的。
So the black player said, I didn't know how in the world I would get a team there.
但是这个运动员就说我真是压根不知道怎么我们能把一个球队带到北朝鲜。
We were very strict about traveling to North Korea, you know.
因为这个去北朝鲜旅行是一件就是被严格管控的事情。
But actually he did get a team there.
但他实际上他确实带了一支球队过去。
And the premier said,You're the first man that's ever promised me anything, and you've done it.
然后这个金正恩就说你是第一个向我保证了一件事情， 然后并且完成了的人。
Now that player came back because the premier said if America would do these three things, we would work with them.
然后后来这个球员就回到了美国，然后金正恩当时就说，如果美国愿意做这三件事情的话，我们就有这个共同协商讨论的余地。
He said, I came back to America. I tried to get Obama to listen, but he wouldn't hear me. He just wouldn't have anything to do with it.
然后又说他回到美国以后，他本来是想邀请这个奥巴马总统去北
朝鲜，
但是没有成功。
Somehow he got to Trump.
但是不知道怎么回事，他就邀请到了这个特朗普。
Trump sent him back to visit with the man.
然后这个特朗普就把这个运动员又送他回北朝鲜去访问。
So during the peace process, this black man went to Singapore to be there with the peace process.
所以这次他们在新加坡见面的时候，这个黑人篮球运动员也跟着一起去了。
And he was telling this on the air.
然后他就在网络直播的时候就讲这个故事。
And he was crying.
然后讲的时候都在哭。
He was so happy.
因为他很高兴。
He tried so hard to get them.Together, you know?
因为他就是很努力地想让这两方能够到一起来。
You see, no one knew about him.
你知道吗?
I mean, they knew about him, but they didn't understand what was going between him and the premier of North Korea.
你知道，其实不是很多人了解他，很多人都不知道他和金正恩之间发生的这些事情。
Now, this man must have loved Kim.
我想这个人一定他很爱那个金正恩。
Many people would have come back and forgot all about it.
因为很多人也许回来了就忘记了那所有的事情。
But he spent these 5 years trying to get somebody to listen to him that they might be able to talk peace.
但是他却花了五年的时间想要找到一个方法让有人可以来听他的这个故事，然后能够想一个办法来促进这个和平。
And that premier loved this black man.
然后这个
so,
金正恩也很爱这个黑人。
So amidst all of this that they've been doing back and forth, there's been two people that really loved one another. And were willing to, the man was willing to do anything to try to help his friend.
所以这个故事当中就是有这两个人，他们真的是很爱彼此，然后这个人也很愿意为他的朋友去做任何的事情。
You see, love is a powerful force.
所以你看到了吗？这个爱是一个很有能力的一个动力。
We would do anything if our children needed us.
我们的孩子如果需要我们，我们可以为他们做任何的事情。
We wouldn't do it many times for anyone else, but because we love them.
很多事情是我们不会为别人做的，但因为我们爱我们的孩子，我们会为孩子这样做。
So you see, the only way to serve God is to love Him and our fellow men.
所以你看到吗？要服侍神的唯一方法就是爱神也爱人。
Where does most of our troubles in life come from?
我们生活中很多的这个挣扎是从哪里来的呢？
Paying bills? No.
是因为付账单吗？不是。
Relationships.
是关系。
Our life is filled with relationships.
我们的生活中充满了各样的关系。
We either love or we don't even care or we hate.
我们或许爱，或许不关心，甚至是我们恨恶。
When we love, it's a powerful force.
当我们爱的时候，这是一个强有力的一个力量。
When we don't even care, there's nothing there.
当我们不关心的时候，那个事情好像就不存在了一样。
Of course, when it comes to hate, it's when something has come between a love and us.
当我们恨的时候，通常是因为有东西卡在了我们和爱之间。
So loving people would solve a lot of our problems.
所以爱人会解决我们生活中的很多问题。
But what happens? Lots of people aren't lovable, not even you sometimes.
但问题是什么呢?
I know I'm not.
问题是我们当中很多人其实并不可爱的，包括我自己有时候都不可爱。
Take that in.Sometimes we're not lovable.
所以我们要承认这一点，我们有时候就是不可爱。
And we're just like Adam. He blamed Eve.
我们就像亚当一样，他当初责备夏娃。
And this is the greatest thing we do: blame somebody else for the way we feel, the way we act, the way we are. If my husband was different, I would be different. I doubt it.
所以这就是我们经常做的一件事情，我们就是各样的抱怨，抱怨我们的感受，抱怨我们的行为。我们说如果我丈夫改变的话我就改变，但是很多时候并不是这样。
I met a lady in China this time and she comes to here sometimes when she's in America.
我这次在中国遇到了一位姐妹，她当时在美国的时候会来到我们中间。
She said she and her husband was always fussing.
她说她和她丈夫中间总是有这样的争执。
So she said, Mrs. She told her, don't fuss with him.
然后许师母就跟她讲说不用跟她争。
And lo and behold, she found out she was the problem.
然后后来她发现其实她才是这个问题的源
泉。She said, I stopped fussing with him.
然后她就说当我不跟她这样争执的时候。
And she said, now we get along so much better.
我们现在关系就相处得非常融洽。
So you see, what can...
She was very surprised.
She was very surprised.
然后她自己都感到很惊讶。
I'm sure she thought it was him.
因为她当时以为是她丈夫的问题。
Found out it was her.
但其实是她自己的问题。
Her daughter said, I didn't believe my mother could do it.
然后她女儿甚至都说，我都不相信我妈妈会有这样的改变。
We'd be surprised what we can do when we want to. But anyway, what I'm trying to say is that all of the salvation and all of the living for Christ is summed up in these two things, loving God with everything in you and then loving others as yourself.
所以救恩或者可以说与主同行总结起来就是这两点，第一就是要用你全人全心来爱神，第二就是爱人如己。
You know, sometimes as we grow older, particularly even when we're young sometimes, we don't really accept ourselves.
当我们慢慢长大的时候，尤其是当我们可能还年轻的时候，对我们来说自我接纳是很难的。
It's a problem with some people.
对有些人来说这是一个问题。
There's things in you that you just wish wasn't there.
有些你里面的东西你就是希望宁可它不在那儿。
There's attitudes you show that you wish you didn't show.
或许是你自己表现出来的某种态度。
And underneath of it all, there's truly not that acceptance of who you are.
就是其实你就是没有办法接受你自己本身的样子。
And the next thing we have to realize is that we may not accept, but we build up a wall. We build up a self-image that we won't get hurt, so we're accepting ourselves in a very, I can't think of that word. But anyway, we just accept ourselves by building ourselves up. But it's a false thing.
所以很多时候由于我们自己不能接纳自己本身的样子，我们就像是为了保护自己不受伤而建起了一堵墙，然后我们所接纳的并不是我们自己本身的样子，而是我们自己造出来的那个假象来接纳。
Now there are things in that God would like us to have self-acceptance.
但是神其实是很愿意我们自我接纳的。
He wants to help.
他想要来帮助我们。
You see, we are made up from the genes of our forefathers, our ancestors.
我们这个基因都是从我们的祖先们来的。
From them, we inherit sickness.
然后从他们那里，我们也继承了这个疾病。
These days, I'm having for a while now, I'm having trouble with my neck and my back and my chest with the arthritis.
然后你知道最近一段时间或者很长一段时间我都这个脖子啊背啊胸啊都不舒服。
It's exactly what my father had.
这就是我爸爸当时有过的一模一样的症状。
Now I know when he says, oh, rub it, it hurts. And I didn't understand that. I understand now.
那以前爸爸说哎呦这个地方疼我理解不了，但是我现在可以理解了。
I have a fatted tumor on the back of my neck. You know, it's not a real tumor. It's just sort of a fatty tumor, they call it.No problem with it.
就他这个脖子后面有一个这个就是脂肪瘤。
My father had one on the back of his neck.
那我爸爸也同样的也有一个在他的脖子后面。
So you see, we're made up of our ancestors when it comes to our body functions.
所以你看到我们这个身体的构造，其实很多东西都是从我们的祖先、我们的父辈那里来的。
And each one of us is born with a different tendency.
那我们每一个人出生之后都有一个这个不同的这个趋势。
You can be 5 or 6 children in a family, they're all different.
你要一个家庭里可能有五六个孩子，但他们都不一样。
The way they maneuver. And then we have many things in our environment.
然后我们周围有很多不一样的环境。
There are children that start out well, but things happen in their environment, and before long, they're broken.
有很多孩子，他们一开始的时候起步是很好，但是环境中出现一些事情，然后他们的境况就越来越糟。
Sometimes we learn to speak very loud and very hard, because our family, when we would talk, we were loud and hard.
所以很多人可能说话的时候就很大声，然后语气很硬，那是因为他们的家庭环境中大家说话就是这样，很大声，语气很硬。
So many times we take on the traits of our family traits.
所以很多时候我们这个就 不知不觉地学到了我们家里面的这种啊方式。
And then we have the sin nature in us.
而且我们里面还有这个罪的这个本性。
You can see it in a child.
你能从这个小孩子身上看到这种
罪性。We never teach our child to steal. We never teach them to lie. We never teach them to be bullies. But they do it on their own.
我们从来没有教孩子要偷窃或者撒谎或者欺负别人，但是他们就好像自学成才，这些都会。
So some parents can't understand why my child would act like this.
所以有些家长他们不理解，说为什么的孩子会这样表现呢
？It's the sin nature.
就是因为我们里面那个罪的本性。
We are born self-centered.
我们出生的时候就是以自我为中心的。
Have you ever seen a baby that would say, "Mama, you can sleep tonight. I'll make out all right." No, ma'am. They want their 3 o'clock. They want their 3 o'clock bottle, and they want their 6 o'clock bottle, and.And then when they're wet, they're crying. They're not saying, oh, mom, it's all right. Rest a while. No, no. Children are always pretty much self-centered.
就是小孩子基本上总是这种以自我为中心。他不会说
Now,
妈妈今天中今天晚上啊睡觉吧，我可以自己照顾自己。不会，他们还是会三点六点就要喝奶，然后尿布湿了就要开始哭。他不会说妈妈你去吧，我会照顾好自己。
I've said this many times.Even to you all. But actually, I think of my own self, my own traits. There's things in me, I talk a lot.
我可能给大家已经分享过很多次，但是我时常回忆想起我自己身上的这种啊、这种痕迹或者这种习惯。
Sometimes I've asked the Lord to help me to keep my mouth shut.
比如说我总是特别能说，有时候我都要求神帮助我，让我能够少说一点。
I tease a lot.These things come to my mind, funny things come to my mind, and I say them without thinking.
然后有时候我会就是啊、就是会嘲笑或者捉弄别人，这些东西来就进了我的脑子，我就把它说出来，可能都没有怎么经过大脑的思考。
My mother couldn't stand me.
我妈妈都有点受不了我。
She was a very staunch woman. She was very, what shall I say,she was a good woman, a wonderful woman, but she didn't take any foolishness. And I was made up of foolishness.
我妈妈是一个很怎么说很庄重的，她是一个很庄重又严肃的这样一个女性，跟我完全不一样。她很接受不了我这种到处啊、捉弄人这种样子，但是我却是这样子的。
In my early ministry, I was like I would say an ambulance.As soon as I was here, there was a problem or something, I would go to the people and we would talk together. And I always had an answer for the, oh, you do this, this, and this, you know. It always would, things would come to my mind. And I think, oh, they're going to do good now. I turn around, forget it. Not a thing. Didn't change them at all. So you see, we have things, and some of these things have bothered me through life, and I've had to say, Lord, please help me. Or Lord, please forgive me for talking so much.
就在我刚开始服侍的时候，我就总是别人有什么事情来，然后我就会说很多，然后以为别人听了就会有改变，但其实很多时候说了好像也没有什么变化，然后就过去了。所以我时常要求神来帮助我，让我可以啊，或者说更多让求神来饶恕我。
Subsequently, as I grew up, I was very, I didn't accept myself very well.What was I saying? Anybody hear it at all? Dorothy, did you know you're on your phone?
We move on.
Anyway, during my younger years, and even in my old, as I grew up, I felt very, I felt very,
people like ambulance.
No, that was way back there. You really belong that. I really felt I had a very low self-esteem.
所以在我成长的过程中，我就这个自尊心一直很低。
So I used my funniness, my ability to make people laugh.
所以我就用我自己这种。
So I used to always make people laugh.
所以我就用我这种能让人笑的这种本事。
When I would lead a meeting, I make them laugh.
不管是在开会的时候。
Because I thought that was the way it could lift me up.
还有什么，我都会想办法让别人笑，因为我觉得那是一种能让我。
But it really wouldn't. Then sometimes I go home and I feel bad that I was so silly.
但有时候回到家以后，我自己想想我说的话，我觉得啊，太蠢了。
I really had to turn to the Lord.
我确实需要转向神。
And I began to see and find my acceptance in Him.
我确实要寻找就是在他里面的那种接纳。
You see, there are some basic truths.
你看到有很多是一些很基本的真理。
And that is the word of God tells us
是神的话告诉我们
that I was created in his image.
我是照着他的神形象所造的。
Every one of us was created in his image.
我们每一个人都是照着他的形象所造的。
And that gives us, that should give us a feeling of being worthwhile.
这应该给我们一种自己认为自己有价值的这样的一种感觉。
But you see, the devil has tried to wipe out of us that we're in God's image.
但是有时候撒旦就是想让我们忘记这一点。
He's tried to wipe God out of our lives.
他想要将神从我们的生命中抹去。
Through the teachings, evolution, and all kinds of different teachings, and that came in only in the last 150 years.
所以在过去150年就各样。
200 at most.
到200年各样的这种教导像什么进化论呀就不停的在给我们洗脑。
So some can never, that can never really mean much to some people. But when we realize that we're in the image of God, that he breathed into us life, and that he lets us call him Father, it's a wonderful thing.
但是当我们意识到我们是照着神的形象所造他吹气在我们当中让我们成为他的儿女这是一件多么美好的事情。
But that's a very hard truth for you to grasp hold of.
但是这是对我们来说是一个很难要持守抓住的一个真理。
We have so many on every side of us saying, oh, religion is, you know, that kind of thing, belief is just stupid.
因为我们身边有很多声音在不停地告诉我们说哦这个宗教啊这个很愚
蠢的。Satan, even when we want to come to church and we want to say I love the Lord, he blinds our minds to the very depth of it.
当我们说我们想来教会想要亲近神的时候撒旦就让我们的脑袋就遮住了我们的眼光让我们就是脑袋里面不再想这些想法。
God had to reveal this to me.
所以神必须要重新地向我显
现。Through the prophecies I have read,
通过我所读的这些先知的预言
I know enough history
我知道过去的这些历史
that I could follow the prophecies
然后我也可以去
on the whole. And so I began to see a different God than I had from the time I was a child
我通过读这些神的话我也发现了一个和我小时候所认为的神不一样的神
I had learned about a God that loved me
我以前以为神不爱我的
Also, I had a cat that loved me.
然后我以为爱我的只有我的猫。
You know, we can get things mixed up because we don't really altogether understand.
你知道我们有时候经常会犯各样的错误，是因为我们
how this eternal being could love us because we don't really grasp hold of his eternal being.
因为我们其实不知道我们。不知道这样一位永恒的神他怎么可能爱我们呢
But as I began to read through the Bible from the beginning on to the end
但是当我开始读圣经的时候从起初到最后
Where there were prophecies I began to see a God that works
在先知的预言书中
works
我看到
in the lives of men and women
神在人的生命中作工
worked in the lives of kingdoms and nations
在各种各样的国度中作工
The word of God would tell you, listen, you tell them over there, prophet, that I'm not putting up with them anymore, and this is what's going to happen to them.
神的话一次次说，说先知，你去告诉这里的人，这就是将要发生的事情。
And if you know enough history, you know that that's what happened to them.
如果你够了解历史的话，你就会发现那是真实发生的事情。
And the more I read, the more I saw that this is the God that is tremendously involved with man.
当我阅读圣经，越了解圣经，越了解历史，我就发现这是那一位在人类历史中
时时
我们相关的
神。And my love for him grew until I recognized that God is God.
我直到我真的发现神是那位神，然后我才意识到要对他有这样的爱。
You know, during this thing with Korea, with them throwing all these missiles at different people and all that kind of thing, many of the Christians were praying. I know I was praying.
就在这个北朝鲜到处发射导弹的这个过程当中，有很多基督徒其实都在祷告的，就像我也在祷告。
I knew about that volcano, that mountain that they used to put off their bombs.
我知道他们当时发射这个导弹的这个火山。
That was a volcano that had exploded many, many years before. Terrible. They had a terrible eruption there.
因为那个火山在很多年前爆发过，而且是一个大爆发
disaster, I guess.
然后造成了很大的灾难。
Of course, there may not be as many people, but as far as to the land, it was disastrous.
或许当时没有这么多人，但是对当时的土地来说是很大的灾难。
Maybe you can do something with that volcano.
所以我也祷告说，神啊，也许你能对这个火山做什么事情，让这个火山再爆发一次。
Something to stop him from all of this that he's trying to do.
然后这样子火山爆发就可以阻止这个。北朝鲜在做的这些事情。
Oh, you said that's foolish, you know, when you're praying that. But you know what happened?
也许你会说这么祷告听上去很傻，但你知道发生了什么吗？
That mountain blew up.
你知道那个山真的爆发了。
Radiation became part of their problem. He could no longer explode his bombs. He had no place to test them.
所以这个由于这个放射性的这个。
That's one of the reasons why he came to make peace now. He has no place to do with his bombs anymore.
这也是他现在愿意来到这个和谈桌前的一个原因，因为他没有地方去试验核武器了。
You would say, "Oh, that just was natural," you know. I say it was God.
你或许会说啊，这就是一个自然现象，但是我说这是因
为神。And because I know it was him, I have a tremendous joy in my heart knowing that God knows how to work with man.
也正因为我知道那是神的作为，所以我心里满满的知道神是如何在人身上做工的。
So if we can grasp hold of the fact that I am made in God's image, you are made in God's image. You were not made in an image of a monkey.
所以如果你可以牢牢地抓住这个事实，那就是我们都是按着神的形象造的，你不是按猴子的样子造的。
And now even science is proving that was impossible.
甚至科学都证明说我们不可能是照着猴子的样子造的。
Sometimes we act like monkeys, but we really did not come from them.
我们有时候可能做一些事情像一只猴子，但我们确实不是从猴子来的。
There is something very reassuring in our heart when we believe that the God of all creation made us in his image.
所以当我们相信那创造万物的神照着他自己的形象造了我们的时候，我们心里就有这样的确据。
Let's look at Romans 15:7.
让我们来看罗马书15章7节，这个在单章上也有。
Is it? Okay. Could you please?
说，所以你们要彼此接纳，如同基督接纳你们一样，使荣耀归于神。
You see, I can accept that I was made in God's image.
你看到我可以接纳说我是以神的形象造的。
But when I realize that I am acceptable to Jesus, that he's willing to die for us, that he was willing to take our sins on us, that he was willing to even speak to our hearts, bring us in the way of knowing his scriptures,I accept that I can be acceptable with Christ. That's one of the things that helped me.
当我知道我接纳自己就能够如同像基督接纳我一样，就像他为我死，他代替了我的罪，他对我们的心说话，他让我们明白他的经文。那样，我如果清楚地知道这样的话，我就可以接纳我自己如基督接纳我一样。
I realized that Christ accepted me, and it really lifted my own heart that I can belong into the kingdom of God.
当我意识到基督接纳了我，那我真的可以啊， 就是让我自己的心啊，自我接纳，然后啊，有这种对神的国度的这种向往。
Then we see that I can accept that I cannot change what I cannot change about myself.
接下来我们也看到说，我要接纳我自己所不能改变的。
As I was telling you, I have this sense of humor that keeps going.
就像我告诉你们的，我总是喜欢说这种笑话，这种幽默感。
I had a mind. I think I was ADD. Tell you the truth. But I had a mind that when we were discussing things in meetings, because I've been in leadership quite often, and we were discussing things in meetings, right away the answer, I feel like, oh, this is the answer, and I blurt it out.
我可能自己觉得我有可能有多动症，因为我们经常开会的时候，因为我啊有很多会要开，然后大家在讨论的时候，我通常就会马上的就想到，哦，这个是那个答案，然后噔噔噔说出来。
I really couldn't help it. And you know, those men in my last group that I was head of, they really loved me because I know if they didn't, they couldn't have stood me.
我之前跟他们啊见面的一群人，我知道他们一定很爱我。如果他不爱我的话，一定受不了我。
I would go back home and I feel so discouraged. Oh, Schwartz, you did it again.
但是我回家的时候，我就觉得好沮丧。哎，我怎么又这样呀？
I tried to work at it.
我尝试着要去做改变。
But I never changed.
但是我从来没有改变过。
I try not to, you know, I tried, no, that was my tendency. I was sanguine. And I just had to learn how to curb it.
但是这就是我的这个特性，我就是这样一个乐天派，这就是我的这种特征，我必须要接受它。
Now, I was heavy. I weighed 250 pounds one time.
而且我其实
I was almost as broad as I was tall.
我其实很胖，然后我最重的时候有250多磅，我可能身高和这个宽度一样了。
I think I've lost 1,000 pounds and gained that much back. I would go on a diet, I lose some weight, then I get it back up, and it would even be higher and so forth, you know.
然后我就不停的这个减肥，然后又长胖，然后又减肥又长胖。
And it was never easy for me.
然后这减肥这件事对我来说一直是很难的。
But I know that diabetes and that kind of thing has changed. It's helped me to keep my weight down.
But I really, it was
very, very difficult.
体重就慢慢减下来，但是这对我来说是很难的。
I have a friend that I know. In fact, she's been like a daughter to me for 30 or 35 years. And she's been on perpetual diets. Always. She's got all kinds of diet books.She gets down a little and then back up she goes. So she came yesterday, she's 65 now. So she came the other, well, I guess it was Sunday, and she sat down and she said, you know, I clean house. Well, I know she said, I threw out all my diet books. She's given up, I think.
就有一个我认识
Very difficult to change.
我认识30到35年的这样一个女士，她现在已经65岁了。她曾经就是用各种这种节食的书，然后想要减肥，但是她每次减下去一点又长上来，减下去一点长上来。然后周日的时候，她来到我家来看我，她就坐在那里说，你知道吗？我打扫了房间，我把所有的这个减肥的书籍全扔掉了，因为真的是改变不了。
Now actually,Being overweight like that and can't bring it down through the years, it's up and down. There is something in your metabolism. There's something in your body. There's something that makes you like this, like somebody, a little thin girl, can eat a whole, everything, not gain a pound. And if I look at it, the calories would jump out at me. I could gain weight. So it was a physical thing. It really was.
这个其实是一个
To a point. I know a lot of it was that I just gave in. But there was a physical thing.
其实我知道就很多时候虽然是我自己放弃但是这是一个身体机能的一个事情。有些人他可能就是很瘦然后吃很多就不胖但是对我来说就是就稍微吃点就胖上去了。
So really there's some things it's not very easy to change about ourselves. So we learn to accept it.
所以有很多事情其实我们是很难改变的所以我们要学会去接纳。
And then we have to learn to accept the fact that I make mistakes.
然后接下来我们要接纳就是我们会犯错这个事实。
Now for a perfectionist, this is awfully hard.
尤其对于这个完美主义者来说，这是很难的。
But lots of times we don't want to own up to our mistakes. We don't accept our mistakes.
但是很多时候我们不能或者不愿意去接纳我们的错误。
We have a tendency again of blaming others.
我们通常都会犯了错误会去指责或者抱怨别人。
So we have to recognize then that there are things within us that perpetuate the way we act and the way we are.
所以我们必须要意识到是我们里面的东西而造成了我们所行出来的这种各样的方式。
The next one I'd like to talk about is I accept criticism and take responsibility for failure.
那接下来我想跟大家说的就是我接纳别人对我的批评并且愿意承担这个失败的责任。
Criticism actually is very hard to take.
实际上这个批评是很难接受的。
Criticism sometimes, even though we realize deep inside of us we really are, that's what we are, we still can't face it, and it brings a sense of hate toward the person that criticizes us.
很多时候即使我们内心知道我们明白但是我们很难接受对方的这种批评甚至会造成我们对这个批评我们的人的一些仇恨。
Now sometimes we're criticized wrong.
有些时候我们是被误解这个批评是错误的。
But there's something within the heart that if God helps you and you just accept it, don't argue with them, don't allow it to become a bitterness in your heart and accept the responsibility. When they used to tell me I talk too much or if I get, I said, yeah, you're right. I know I am.
但是很多时候如果我们从心里真的是能有从神而来的帮助我们去接纳别人的批评而不是让这个批评变成我们的苦读。正如别人对我说你说话说太多了我就坦然地接受说是的我是这样了。
And if you fail, you take the responsibility for failing.
如果你失败了，你就承担那个失败的责任。
All of these things, when they become twisted in you, brings nothing but heartache to you and those around you.
因为一旦这些事情是被这种扭曲了的话，它给你和你周围的人带来的只有伤害。
Now, I understand that the Chinese young people, they have it very hard because they're not supposed to fail.
我了解对于这个中国年轻人来说他们好像都不允许失败。
Isn't that right?
是这样吗?
In school, you weren't supposed to fail.
在学校里面你是不被允许失败的。
They held a high standard up to you.
大家对你都有很高的这个标准。
And many, they tell us that many of, well not only there, but many places, but many of them commit suicide because they can't meet expectations.
在那里有很多人也不只是在中国在别的地方也有很多人选择自杀是因为他们没有办法达到那个很高的期待或者标准。
They don't know how to face failure.
他们不知道要如何面对失败。
But you know, when we realize that failure is something that I can build on and maybe become even better.
但是当我们意识到失败是我们可以变得更好的一个基石。
We had a young man in our Sunday school class, in our Sunday school, very smart young boy.
然后在我的这个主日学里面有一个这个很聪明的
男孩。More of a perfectionist, I think, than anything. He went away to medical school.
他就是有点像这个完美主义者。
Or to college. I'm not sure if this was in medical school or in college. But anyhow, he went away and there he was studying. And he came up across a subject that was very difficult for him.
然后他当时是在一个学校大学或者医学院里面学习然后他遇到了一门特别难的功课
and it seemed like he got a failing grade or a D and it almost crushed him
然后那门课他要不是挂科了或者是得了一个就是很低的分数
he had a terrible time I think as his mother was telling me you know he couldn't hardly take failing
然后他那段时间就特别特别难过甚至就想离开这个学校因为他妈妈说他那段时间特别的难
And I think he took the course again and didn't do well in it
然后我记得他好像又去修这门课然后还是做得不好
I'm not sure he took it either two or three times
我记得他好像这门课修了两三次
And he got a C
然后后来终于得到了比那个
And he was so happy
得到了这个 C 的等级，然后他就好开心。
Then he finally had passed the class.
因为他终于通过了这门课。
And it really helped him.
然后也很也帮助他。
That he wasn't always going to hit that high standard.
也帮助他知道他没有办法永远达到那个高的目标。
You see, it's good to recognize that I don't always hit the high standard.
你知道吗？能够意识到我没有办法永远达到那个高的标准，这是一件很好的事情。
Sometimes I'm not number one. I'm not number A as a, of the wife.
你知道，很多时候说我并不是那个最好的妻子。
Yeah, I have some tendencies, and sometimes I failed with some things.
因为我有的时候就是会在有些事情犯错误，会失败。
There's so many people who live so tight. When I say that, I mean in their bodies, in their minds. Their life is so stringent because they just cannot fail.
很多人在我看来，他们的生活都太紧张了，不管是这个身体上还是精神上。
We need to take
因为他们没有办法接受失败。
Responsibility for our failure.
我们要
so that we can grow from that failure.
我们要承担失败的责任，这样我们才能从中成长。
Now we don't try to fail.
并不是说我们要尝试去努力失败。
But we have to learn that I sometimes do fail.
但是我们要明白，有时候我们就是会失败。
And then it comes up to about criticism.
然后我们来看这个批评。
Did I do that?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Number six. I'm getting cross-eyed here, I guess.
我们看第六点。
Now, this is another thing that is very difficult sometimes to, for some people to really face.
啊，这一点对很多人来说是很难的。
I accept the fact that I will not be liked or loved by everyone.
就是我接纳我自己不一定能讨每一个人的喜爱。
For some people, when they're not liked, it's a very difficult thing for them.
对于有些人来说，如果啊他没有被喜爱，对他来说是一种很难的事情。
There's some people that they buy their friends because they want to have friends.
有些人他们甚至去啊花钱去就是讨好他们的朋友，因为他们需要朋友。
Always giving them gifts, always, you know, that kind of thing. But the fact is.That we're not going to be liked by everybody.
但事实是我们没有办法讨每一个人的喜爱。
Sometimes our personality
有时候是因为我们的性格
just doesn't mix with another personality.
是因为我们的性格就是和这个人的性格不合。
And so we don't really click.
所以我们就是没有那个对，就是没有那种缘分。
接轨，
不来电。对，就不来电。
So if you can learn to accept.I'm not going to be loved by everybody. And accept that. And take the love you get and give your love to others. You'll be a happier person.
所以如果你可以接纳说我不一定能讨每一个人的喜爱就接受那些爱你的
See,
然后也去对别人付出爱这样的话你会过得更开心一些。
All these things I've been talking about steals your joy.
你知道我今天跟大家分享的这些我不能接纳其实都是在偷走我们的喜乐
makes you unhappy
让你不开心
it makes you have attitudes and spirits that you don't really enjoy
让你有这种你其实不是很享受的这种心情
you say I'm not going to let anybody get anything over on me
你跟他说我不会让任何事来掌控我
I have my rights
我有我自己的权利
I'm not going to let my husband get over on me and talk to me like that.
我绝对不允许我丈夫来掌管我那么对我说话。
So you start arguing and fussing.
所以你就开始跟他争论，跟他争执。
The house is miserable.
然后这家里就一团乱。
You don't have any joy.
你一点都不快乐。
The children know something's wrong.
那孩子都知道有问题了。
And what do you gain by it?
那你得到什么呢？
Nothing at all.
什么都没有。
That's why when you learn to accept some things in life, like somebody said, you just swallow hard and you accept it. You save yourself a lot of heartache. You have a better spirit. God can use you and bless you. But these little things that we feel like we, you know, that are part of us, that really, what shall I say, makes life a bit miserable for us.
所以如果我们可以学会去接纳就让我们能够少一点的头痛然后也让我们啊能够有更好的心情神也可以来更多的来使用我们去祝福别人因为这些我们不能接纳的其实就是让我们的生活变得更痛苦的一些东西
Long before divorce became so popular
很久以前其实这个
When your mothers and grandmothers
并不是像现在这么流行
Do you think they had it a heaven on earth?
你想想你的祖父母、你的父母他们的婚姻生活是特别美好的吗
If you knew what grandma went through you'd be, you feel sorry for
如果你知道你的这个祖父祖母经历了什么你都会觉得为她难过
But you know how she got through it?
但你知道她是怎么样扛过来的吗
She accepted the unchangeable circumstances in her life
她就是接纳了她所不能改变的那些环境
Sometimes our circumstances isn't always good
很多时候我们周围的环境不是一直都好的
Sometimes you really go through some difficult times
很多时候你就是会经历很多的困难
And you just don't know how to You just can't change it
你就是没有办法改变
When you go to have a child that is born with a defect or has some kind of disease and you have to be with them night and day taking care of them consuming your life
当你的孩子有疾病或者有残疾的时候你就是要日日夜夜的去花你自己的时间和精力来陪伴来照顾他
you see, they've accepted something that they can't change
你看到吗他就是接纳了他所不能改变的那个
if you do that with a grudge if you take care of them with something in you that it grudges all, every minute of it you're going to be very very miserable
如果你不你就是怎么说不情不愿的这样 去接受接纳的话你的生活就变得很痛苦
But when we accept these things that we cannot change we accept them with our mind we accept them with our emotions we accept them with our ability to cope you know we don't really like to cope with things we like to get rid of the feelings the bad that's why we get divorces the way we do we want to cope with it
当我们接纳的时候我们应该是不仅是脑子里是情感上而是去能够真正的去接纳与这种环境同生共存而不是说是啊我们通常遇到这样的环境就想着怎么能让这种环境离开这也是为什么现在有很多的这个离婚
You know, you might say, well, I can't do these things
你或许会说我不能做这些事情
You know, God knows everything we go through
你知道吗神知道我们经历的每一件事情
Many of the things that people accept that they can't cope with.
有很多事情人们没有办法经历的，但他选择了接纳。
They begin to get a greater character.
当他们这样做的时候，他们就会成长。
They begin to become wiser people.
他们变得更有智慧。
They begin to understand even to the place of helping others.
然后他们也能够用自己所经历的去帮助别人。
And many times these are the things that God wants us to learn in our life.
很多时候这是神想让我们在我们的生活中学习的。
So let's think about these.
所以让我们来想这些事情。
It's good sometimes to take an inner perspective and look at ourselves.
很多时候我们这样自省自查是很好的。
Now we don't always see our imperfections. Most times we don't see our imperfections until somebody shows it or until some event happens and explodes and we see ourselves.
我们很多时候看不到我们自己身上的不完美直到有时候发生一些事情然后这个让不完美彰显显现出来。
But the Lord said he would help us.
但神说他会帮助我们。
He said, I'll lead you through it.
他会带领我们经历这一切。
Give you strength.
他会给你力量。
So actually, as we look at ourselves and recognize what is it making me so unhappy?
所以当我们看我们自己然后想
What's causing these bad feelings, these grudges, and what is it? And sometimes when you look at it, and you begin to, and you see, it's not really a very much. But we allow some things just to grow.
所以当我们自查说到底是什么事情让我们不高兴不开心有这样的想法的时候当我们再去看神的创造神为我们预备的这个天堂的时候、
yeah. So I hope this helps you a little bit. I've had to work through these things in my life.
我们就会成长我希望这些会对你有帮助因为我也必须要这样子经历
And the Lord has helped me
但是神在这当中帮助我让我能够胜过这很多
And I'm glad he didn't take my sense of humor.
我很开心他没有拿走我的这个幽默感
It's very helpful when you get old.
因为当你老了有幽默感是很有用的。
You can laugh at yourself.
你可以自己笑自己。
When you go to some place to look for something, you can't even remember what you went there for. You know?
比如说你去到一个地方，你想拿一个东西，但你去了又想不起来自己要拿什么。
You just laugh at yourself.
你就自己笑笑自己就好。
So God has a way of helping us when we allow Him.
所以当我们允许神来帮助我们的时候，他总有办法来帮我们。
Some people are very strong and they go through things, but they're not happy going through it.
有些人他们可能外表很坚强，他们经过很多事情，
但
他们其实过程中并不开心。
And it really bears on them physically and mentally and spiritually.
不管是从体力上、精力上还是灵里面，都对他们来说是很难的。
Maybe we can take these at a time when you're just sitting down and think to myself, you know, am I weak in some of these areas, Lord?Begin to look at ourselves like we really are, or ask Him to show us. An old boy, will He show us?
So, when we in God 面前来自省自查，然后让神来帮助我们看到我们身上的软弱。
Let's just bow our heads.
让我们一起来在他面前祷告。
Father dear, we cannot express our love to you, knowing that we are made in your image and that Jesus has accepted us, washed away our sins, and made us children of God.
主啊，我们真是。满心的感谢来到你的面前，让我们知道我们是照着你的样子而造。主耶稣也抹去了我们身上一切的罪。
But Father, we're very human.
但主啊，我们也真的是人。
We have frailties and bruises.
我们有各样的伤痛。
We have places that's very difficult for us to accept.
有很多事情是我们没有办法接受的。
I pray that you'll help our people.
主啊，我祷告你来帮助我们。
That they'll know what Jesus said when He gives us the joy of salvation. It's our strength.
主耶稣给我们救恩的时候，让我们有怎样的喜乐。
That their hearts can sing instead of being so burdened.
让我们的心灵可以歌唱而不是满有痛苦。
I pray in Jesus' name.
你祷告奉主耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen. 我自己听到的哈，第一点，我们都很想爱别人，因为我们爱别人我们很快乐，可是问题是爱不出来的时候，是因为基本的一个很重要的里面的原因是我不接纳我自己。我没有爱我自己，所以我就没有办法去爱别人。因为耶稣说你要爱人如己啊，第一点。第二点，即使我很有成就，即使我们的孩子很有成就啊，成绩很好，或者是很有能力，我们自己很能干，并不代表你是一个很接纳你自己的人。我听到这一点，我不知道你有没有听到哈。那么第三点就是学习一种心理的一种怎么讲呢？一种行动，你的心理的行，我讲的不是手上或脚上的哈，我讲的是心理的行动，就是说，消极的说认了，你的环境也好，你的环境好，你不能改变的，你就认了，你就等于说我就是这样了，好，我们中国人讲认命啊，但是呢，我们有一个很积极的是，我们跟神承认。除了你心里面把它认了之外呢，不是在那边就好像没有盼望，你向神去承认说，主啊，我有这个需要，我有这个难处，你跟神讲，因为他是我们的天父，他知道你的需要，也很愿意满足我们心里面那些所缺乏的。好，所以这是我听到的三点，好，很激励我们的，好，可以用在我们的生活上面。